Hello and welcome to Happier, a podcast where we discuss cutting-edge science, the wisdom of the ages, lessons from pop culture, and our own experiences about how to be happier. This week, we'll talk about why you might go into low power mode, and we'll suggest another hack for dealing with that perennial stumbling block, the time-sucking app. I'm Gretchen Rubin, a writer who studies happiness, good habits, and human nature. I'm in New York City, and with me is my sister, Elizabeth Kraft. And Elizabeth, you are in ultra-high power mode right now. I bet low power mode sounds very enticing to you.
Yes, that's me, Elizabeth Kraft, a TV writer and producer living in LA. And Gretch, I was in low power mode for a few days recently, which I'll discuss.
But now you've ramped back up again.
I am in ultimate high power mode.
Now, before we jump in, an update from episode 179. There we talked about why you might make each day of the week distinctive. And we heard from listeners who really did this in very interesting ways.
Yeah, Kamala said, I am from India and I have many different types of attires in my wardrobe and many of them don't get used often, making me feel guilty. So I started following this little game where I assign Mix and Match Monday, Traditional Tuesday, Western Wednesday, Trendy Thursday, Formal Friday, Sari Saturday. This solves my guilt and makes me happy.
Well, and in this vein of clothes tied to a day of the week, Michael wrote in, I thought I'd email about a common way I've heard some people, nerds especially, make Friday distinctive at work, Hawaiian shirts. I used to do this in college, and it gained some steam among my professors and classmates in the physics department. It definitely helps keep summer as a state of mind during winter months. I think I'll try bringing this back in my current place of work as a way to spice things up.
Rich, I love Hawaiian shirt Friday. I think crews do that sometimes in Hollywood.
Yeah.
And here is a voicemail from Heather.
Hi, Gretchen and Elizabeth. I love the concept of distinctive days of the week, and I think the next logical question, especially from Gretchen, would be, does this concept work for all of the four tendencies? I'm an obliger. I think that's a reason that the days of the week work for me, because if it's Taco Tuesday and I am having tacos, I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing and I don't have to worry that there's a better choice. But I'm wondering if you will get follow-up from rebels that say, I hate that days of the week concept and it's too constraining. So I'm just curious if you get any of those feedback and maybe you can talk about it in a future episode.
Well, that is a great question, and I think that Heather's exactly right, that this is something that probably does not appeal to rebels. Now, some rebels might find it fun, and they would want to do it, or it might tie in into their identity in some way, but for the most part, rebels don't like to bind themselves in advance, and the idea that it's Taco Tuesday makes them not want to eat tacos. But for obligers, maybe it does help, because there's sort of a sense of being accountable even to the plan, to this kind of overarching sense of this is what's expected. So as always, I think it is good to think about, well, does this work with your tendency or not? And if it's not working for you, just move on. Don't feel like, ooh, this is something that I have to use, or this is a tool that should work for me. If it works for you and you embrace it, like the listeners who wrote in with how they're using it, that's great. If it doesn't appeal to you, let it go.
Gretch, I could also see questioners thinking this was ridiculous. Like, why does it matter when I eat tacos?
Yes.
But anyway, Jeff said, every Wednesday there are no electronic devices, TV, computer, phone allowed after work, and I must be in bed by 9 p.m. This creates a tiny restful oasis in the middle of a hectic week. Now I just need to think of a good alliteration. Wireless Wednesday?
That sounds good. I think it's like Taco Tuesday. I think the alliteration is good. Great suggestion, Jeff. We need to have alliteration in our distinctive days. And then finally, Tatiana wrote about how she was using it during a very challenging time in her life. Tatiana writes, this strategy is particularly relevant to me right now as I have just recently become a widow at the age of 33. Wow. My husband lost a long-fought battle against cancer, and he has missed so deeply. Part of why this feels so hard is also due to the fact that you need to figure out so much on your own so fast while also handling grieving for the loss of your loved one. Theming, like giving each day a theme, has helped me find focus on each day and deal with one category of problems at a time. Sundays are my finance day, when I focus on financial concerns. Mondays are my personal day, when I deal with things regarding my health, my spirit, and my overall well-being. Tuesdays are my fun day, when I allow myself to do something I enjoy without guilt that things are not getting done. I reassure myself that everything can wait one day. Wednesdays are my electronic day. My husband was a huge tech geek, and I have so much to figure out. As much like you two, I have a hard time even understanding how certain apps work. Yeah. Thursdays are my condo day, when I focus on all things related to my condo, repairs, etc. Fridays are my catch-all days, when I deal with all miscellaneous things. Saturdays are my catch-up day with friends and family, when I give myself a chance to go out and chat with loved ones. I tell myself, I know that you are worried about making ends meet, but you can worry about that on Sunday. Today, focus on getting things done about whatever the day theme is.
Wow. Well, first of all, obviously, we're sending Tatiana the best. Sounds like this is very tough, but she's handling it really well.
Yeah, this plan sounds like a really good way. It's sort of like when we talked about scheduling a time to worry, that by setting aside time, you take the burden of yourself about worrying about things out of time. Like you set aside the right amount of time to worry about them, but then you don't exhaust yourself and drain yourself by worrying about them when you don't need to. And she's done this in a very, very sensible way.
Yes, because it makes sure she does address these things.
Yes.
She's not just putting her head in the sand.
Yes.
But at the same time, it's not consuming every day of her life. So.
And several of the days are devoted to her own kind of emotional wherewithal and making sure that she has time for fun and that she has time for friends and family and that she has time to take care of herself, as well as doing things like worrying about her home and worrying about her financial concerns and everything like that. So she's really making sure that she's not just so busy taking care of all of her responsibilities that she burns herself out and gets so drained that she just, you know, it gets overwhelmed. So it's a really good balance.
Yeah. So thanks to everyone who's been telling us how you make each day distinctive. These are a lot of great ideas.
And now, Elizabeth, it's time for our Try This at Home tip. And this week, it's to go into low power mode.
I love this concept. Explain exactly what it is.
Well, I got this idea from Crystal, who works with me and sort of helps me with social media things and all sorts of different kind of tasks that I need to do.
Mm-hmm.
She's super brilliant and smart, and she's getting ready to go on maternity leave. And so we were talking about what was going to happen to our workflow, our mutual workflow, when she was on maternity leave. And she said to me, well, I just want you to know I'm going into low power mode. I'm not going to be complete, except for like right after I've had the baby, I'm not going to be completely dark. And I was so intrigued by this term because the minute she said low power mode, I felt like I completely grasped what she was trying to convey with that term low power mode.
For anyone who doesn't know that term, it's an Apple function you can choose that reduces the amount of power that your iPhone uses when the battery gets low. So it'll say, do you want to go into low power mode?
Yeah.
And that's when just the most basic functions are happening on the phone in order to conserve power.
Right. So because power is limited, it's devoted to the most important functions. And then some features take longer to update or to complete or they don't get done. And when she said that, I was like, I totally get it. She's saying, I'm going to have very limited energy. I'm going to use it towards the things that are the most important. I'm going to be sort of watching everything all together. But some things are going to have to wait until there's full power mode.
Yeah. And Gretch, I love this because I think we have a tendency to believe that we need to make a black and white choice when there actually might be a useful somewhere in between there. It's either like I have to be, you know, going full gung ho at work or I'm not working. And it doesn't have to be that way.
No, I think that's exactly right. And it is very tempting to kind of be binary. It makes a choice easier. It's like I'm either A or B and not think about, well, are there middle grounds? And I think in many cases, we don't have to be all or nothing. And I know that for me, at least, you know, a lot of people talk about, well, I went on a vacation and I left my phone behind, or I locked my phone in the safe, or I didn't bring my charger. So but once my phone ran down, I couldn't do it. Or I went to a place where you couldn't get any reception unless you went to the top of a big hill 10 minutes away or something like that. But to me, that would be more stressful because to me, to disengage entirely is more stressful than to just kind of monitor a little bit. And I think that it is helpful for some people. Some people do like to have a complete break. But if you find that stressful, it's good to think, well, how could I set it up in a way that maybe I don't have to force myself to be one or the other, but there is a medium place for me to be where I can kind of dial it up or dial it down as I see fit.
Yeah, and Gretch, we went to Montana. Yes. We did an episode from there.
Yeah, our family trip.
And I was in low power mode in Montana. So yeah. I had every intention. Anyone could get a hold of me. I could be involved at work. But if it wasn't important, I just wasn't a part of it. So one, this was made very easy by the fact that there was absolutely no cell reception in Montana.
Yeah.
So if I wanted to talk to Sarah, I had to call her from a landline.
Which feels like such an effort now.
Yes. But we did have wireless, so we were able to like text and email. And what I found was really helpful in low power mode was I just didn't respond to emails that didn't need to be responded to. We have a lot of group emails, like, for instance, about a certain costume, like what should this actor wear in such and such scene?
Yeah.
And there's like 10 people on the email. And if 8 people have responded, I don't need to respond.
Right.
You know, now, if it's an important question that I need to weigh in on, well, then I can. So I love that idea of feeling like you don't have to do everything, but at the same time, you don't have to tell everyone, I'm not working at all. You know, I'm off limits, because that is stressful, or to me, it would be stressful.
Right. Well, and I think you were even to yourself saying, I am in low power mode. And that kind of helped you in your own mind decide how much time to give to it. Like, do I need to weigh in on this or not? Is this a low power mode thing or is this a full power mode thing? I mean, and that's why I think it's such a useful phrase. I think it really communicates to ourselves and then to other people, you know, I'm here for the most important things. The other things are going to go to the back burner. And so I feel like it's a really helpful way to communicate, you know, in your own head and then to other people.
Absolutely.
So let us know if you tried this at home and how low power mode works for you. Let us know on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. Drop us an email at podcast@GretchenRubin.com. Or as always, you can go to the show notes for this episode. This is episode 183. So it's at happiercast.com/183 for everything related to this episode.
Coming up, we've got a return to deleting the soul-sucking app in our happiness hack. But first, this break. When you're hiring for your small business, you want to find quality professionals that are right for the role. That's why you have to check out LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn Jobs has the tools to help find the right professionals for your team faster and for free. LinkedIn isn't just another job board. LinkedIn has a vast network of more than a billion professionals, which makes it the best place to hire. It gives you access to professionals you can't find anywhere else. LinkedIn does all that while making the process easy and intuitive.
I know that when I've been hiring, it's really hard to do. It's really hard to find quality candidates. It's really hard to handle the process. Hiring is easy when you have lots of quality candidates, like with LinkedIn Jobs. It's so easy, in fact, that 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your job for free at linkedin.com/Gretchen. That's linkedin.com/Gretchen to post your job for free. Terms and conditions apply.
This year, I am focused on saving and investing, but I still want to do things like travel. NerdWallet lets you compare top travel credit cards side by side to maximize your spending, some even offering 10 times points on your spending, which means you could end up with a free flight or maybe a better hotel room.
So what could future you do with smarter financial decisions? Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at NerdWallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. Reminder, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply. Okay, this happiness hack comes to us from our listener, Stacy.
She said, when I heard your segment in episode 91 about deleting the soul-sucking app, I realized how much time I was spending on social media on my phone. I also realized that instead of making me happier, it would send me down an anxiety-ridden spiral of constantly comparing myself to others. However, every time I deleted the app, I would find myself picking up my phone when I was bored or when I had a short break and would end up adding those apps back to my phone for lack of better options. My happiness hack is to replace the time-wasting app, not just delete it. The last time I deleted social media, I added the Kindle app and put it in the exact same spot my social media apps used to be. Now when I find myself with a break and my muscle memory takes me to my phone, I can open my Kindle app and read a book. I've fallen back in love with reading. I am now reading all the books I've been wanting to read for a while, and I am achieving my 18 for 2018 goal of reading 2 books per month. I tried this same strategy with some games I used to have on my phone. I replaced the games with the Duolingo app, and now when I only have a few minutes, I can learn a little Spanish and work toward my goal of being bilingual. Well, this is incredible.
Well, and it's so smart because it's like if you're going to take away something like very significant like that, replace it and replace it in the very same spot on your phone. So when your thumb is just moving of its own accord, it takes you to the place that you want to be. I think this is brilliant.
It really is. I mean, I could see how this would increase somebody's reading like so much.
Well, and it's a double win because you're doing more of something that you want to be doing, whether that's
yes.
learning Spanish or reading more, and you're doing less of something that's dragging you down, which is checking those social media sites. And so it's kind of a win on both ends. So this is, and it's free and it's a great solution. I think this is fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, terrific. Thank you, Stacy.
Thank you.
We all need help with the soul-sucking apps.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and Elizabeth, speaking of learning Spanish, which I think a lot of people would like to be bilingual or learn another language. One interesting know yourself better question is, if you could take a 2-hour class in any subject, what would you choose? So you couldn't learn a language in 2 hours, but you could learn some more language in 2 hours. You could learn anything in 2 hours. And this tells you something about yourself. What would you pick, Elizabeth, if you could pick a 2-hour class in any subject?
You know what I would pick, Gretchen, is media training.
I did not see that coming. Okay, why? Interesting.
Well, because sometimes I do have to do sort of public speaking kind of things.
Oh, yeah, for sure you do.
For instance, you know, I may have to go to the TCAs, which is the Critics Association.
Mm.
It's sort of where everyone goes on stage one by one every show, and then you answer questions. Or I might have to talk to a reporter about the show or sometimes I'm just speaking for whatever reason.
You're on panels.
Yes.
Yeah, right.
And I feel like there's so many tricks to public speaking or to doing media stuff that I really don't know. And this, I have to admit, the place I got this idea was from Keeping Up with the Kardashians. Because they, after like all their years in the media, they were like, you know what? We really don't know how to do these interviews like properly. And they hired someone to do media training. And it sort of talked about, you know, the speed that you should talk. It talked about how to deal with if someone asks you a question that you don't have a good answer for, how to deal with that without looking like you're being defensive and all these great things. That I feel like if I had some comfort with media training, I would be less terrified when it sort of came my way.
Well, I think that, and that's one of the advantages of taking it to our classes. I think sometimes when you feel more educated, you feel less stressed out because you're like, if there are any tricks of the trade, I've learned those tricks of the trade.
The funny thing is I was at a party and I was like discussing this with this woman and she was like, oh, well, I actually do media training. I have a home studio because she works, I think, for like Access Hollywood or something.
Ah.
So she's like, if you want to do media training, just call me. So I may actually go through with this. I'm trying to convince Sarah to do it with me.
That's so great. Well, I think that is why this is such a helpful Know Yourself Better question, is I think by merely articulating, like, this is what I would do, you're much more likely to actually do it, which is what happened to me with perfume. Because I was thinking, you had said you want to take a flower arranging class.
Mm-hmm.
And then I started to think, well, maybe I should take a flower arranging class. And then I thought, no, I don't really want to know how to arrange flowers. I really want to know more about perfume. And then once I said in my head, I would really like to take a perfume class, I'm like, why don't I take a perfume class? And so by even asking myself this question, just like with you, all of a sudden, it just becomes much more possible.
So did you take a perfume class?
I signed up for kind of like class A and class B. So yeah, in the fall, I'm taking it every weekend. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So I'm very excited. I will report back on my perfume knowledge.
And Gretchen Sarah, my co-host on Happier in Hollywood, she's taking a full online nutrition class.
Well, and that's a great example of how this ties into, you know, we've been talking a lot about Happier Labor Day, and a lot of people have been posting their comments in the hashtag Happier Labor Day, and we're going to be talking about this coming up. There's so many online courses now. you could get a certification, you could learn something that would make your work easier, or it could get you a promotion or transition to a new position. Mm-hmm. I remember you saying to Sarah, I can imagine you retiring from TV and going into this full time. It's like, it's a way to learn and educate yourself about something that really could hold all sorts of possibilities for yourself. Mm-hmm. You don't have to go too big in order to start down that road.
Yeah. Well, and you always say live in an atmosphere of growth.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's a lot of growth, learning about something new.
So let us know, if you could take a two-hour class at any subject, what would you choose? Because maybe we'll get ideas from you, just like I got my idea from Elizabeth, and Elizabeth got her idea from the Kardashians. maybe we can all learn from each other.
Coming up, Gretchen gives herself a happiness demerit that will be very familiar to some. But first, this break.
We all know that our life and our health can be improved when we eat nourishing, healthy meals, but it can be hard to maintain. With Sunbasket Meal Kits, it's easy because they take care of the details. Sunbasket offers 18 chef-crafted, dietitian-approved recipes each week with options like Mediterranean, carb-conscious, vegetarian, and keto-friendly. The recipes are quick and easy to follow, and you can enjoy a meal full of organic produce and clean ingredients that's ready in 30 minutes or less.
Try mouthwatering Sunbasket dishes like salmon burgers with lemon dill mayo and seared squash, or steaks with chimichurri and harissa roasted sweet potatoes. My son Jack loves salmon, and he loves Sunbasket salmon burgers. Go to sunbasket.com/happier today to get $45 off your first order. That's sunbasket.com/happier to get $45 off your first box plus free shipping.
Do you want to set your child up for success? Is your child struggling with a specific subject or need help with homework? IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL is designed to help children really understand and master topics in a fun way with positive feedback. I mean, when Eleanor was young, she really, really struggled with math, and a program like IXL would have really helped her to get ahead, to keep up, study for a test. It's a great tool.
Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And happier listeners get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/happier. Visit IXL.com/happier to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price. Okay, Gretch, it's time for demerits and gold stars. And this week, you're up for a happiness demerit.
Listen, this is a repeat demerit. And, you know, this is a demerit that I have given myself for years. I always am trying to overcome this demerit. I always fall right back into it, which is losing my temper when we are traveling. Mm. We've been doing a lot of traveling for the last several weeks, which is great. But there's something about traveling. It's the packing. It's the getting to the airport on time. It's getting through security. It's, you know, do we have snacks? Did somebody forget something? Did I forget something? I just always lose my temper. And then I feel incredibly guilty that I'm bringing down everybody's mood. And then I calm down and behave myself. But I can't avoid that first meltdown. It's like I just do it every single time. I cannot remember one time when I have not lost my temper before landing or arriving.
Well, you know, this is a demerit I suffer from quite often as well. So I'm very sympathetic to this demerit. What do you think is going to be the thing that will make you not do this?
I don't know, because, you know, we got all these amazing travel hacks from our listeners. So I put all these travel hacks into, okay, but here's a great example. So what was the number one hack that people said? Make a list. Have I made a list? Yes, I have made a list. Did I look at my list? No, I forgot to look at my list. And I realized I had forgotten something important, and which was fine. Mm. Maybe it's just one of these things where I just have to keep hammering home at it. And, you know, I have more travel coming up. I will try again. I will try again. Because it seems like it's something different every time.
On a positive note, at least your family knows this is coming. And I don't think anyone takes it all that seriously.
But which in the moment annoys me.
Right. That makes it even worse.
Yeah, that they're kind of less snickering at me behind my back. But it's true. In the end, they're like, there she goes again. And then I calm down. But anyway, I will try again.
Good luck.
Okay. Now, Elizabeth, how about the gold star? What's your gold star?
Okay, Gretch. Our listeners always like it when we have recommendations.
Yes.
And so my gold star today is a recommendation for a television show.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Naked and Afraid. And it's the best title ever. And it's a show, it's been on a long time, but a lot of people don't know about it. It's on the Discovery Channel. And this is our like family show. You know how The Office was your family show?
Oh, it
Friends
still is.
Was your family show?
Yes.
Ours is Naked and Afraid. And what it is a man and a woman who've never met, but who are like, you know, weekend survivalists or have, you know, these are not people who are just taken off the street. They're like people who've been in the army or, you know, wilderness instructors. They have skills. They're put in a very harsh environment, whether it's a jungle or a desert or, you know, the swamps of Florida. And they're naked and they can each bring one thing. So they usually bring a fire starter and a machete. And they have to survive for 3 weeks on their own in this environment.
Oh, my gosh.
Naked. And
not even shoes?
No shoes. And that's the worst part because many of these environments have thorns or sharp rocks or the bug bites are insane. I mean, people will get hundreds and hundreds of bug bites. And then if they need to, they can tap out at any point, you know, and they're taken out of there. And so it's just fascinating to watch. It's not titillating at all. Like, obviously, they blur out anything. And it's, believe me, you know, it's not an environment where you're like leering at anybody.
So it's just more about vulnerability than it is about salaciousness.
Exactly. It's about you're so much. What you realize is we're very vulnerable naked. But anyway, it's amazing to watch people come together. They usually, you know, they'll argue over things, but then they kind of have to work it out because they need each other. And then it's also really interesting to see what happens when one person taps out because it happens often because like sometimes they get sick. I mean, you know, the body can go apparently 3 weeks without food. Sometimes people will eat like only a few hundred calories over the whole course of this 3 weeks.
Gosh. It's very Hunger Games.
It's very Hunger Games, yes. Except no one's trying to kill you. That's the, you know, except for maybe like a leopard. Because there's also, you'll see at night, they'll like shine out of their little shelter and you'll see like eyes glowing in the darkness. And you're like, oh, there's a puma. But anyway, what's really interesting, because you always talk about how, you know, relationships are the key to happiness. So many times when one of the people taps out and the person is left alone, the worst part of the whole thing is the loneliness and the mental thing of being alone. And then they're much less likely to make it, not because they're hungry or thirsty, but because they're alone. So anyway, it's a fascinating show. We watch it together. We love it. Every episode, you think it will get old just seeing people naked in the woods, and it never gets old. So I highly recommend it, and I want to hear if people watch it and if they like it.
I have to run home and watch it. I'm excited.
Yes. Excellent. See what your family thinks.
It's a far cry from The Office.
Yes.
Which is like the opposite of Naked and Afraid. And that is it for this episode of Happier. Remember to try this at home. Consider going into low power mode. Let us know if you tried it and if it worked for you.
Thank you to our producer, Odelia Rubin. Also, thanks to Andy Bowers and Kristen Meinzer of Panoply. Get in touch. Gretchen's on Twitter at Gretchen Rubin, and I'm at Elizabeth Kraft. Our email address is podcast@GretchenRubin.com.
And if you like this show, guess what I'm going to say? Please be sure to tell a friend and subscribe to us in Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, or your favorite podcasting app. Also, it really, really helps us if you rate and review the show. Now, if you're needing a resource for the time that you'll reclaim when you delete your soul-sucking app, you can email me and I will send you a page from my coloring book. I did a coloring book of like different sayings, happiness-related sayings. So I'll send you a free coloring book sheet if you want a coloring book sheet to use. Or if you are in a group that is discussing my book, whether it's a book group or a work group or a spirituality group or a Bible study group, any group like that, you can email me and I will send you the discussion guides for any of my books that you want.
Until next week, I'm Elizabeth Kraft.
And I'm Gretchen Rubin. Thanks for joining us. Onward and upward. Hey, Elizabeth, guess what?
What?
I just found out that the official state motto for the state of New York is the word Excelsior, which turns out means ever upward.
Onward and upward. Very fitting.
Excelsior.